audible them. That's what he's going to do.
That is one of them.
And we can do the Godfather Memorial, like, award for journalistic integrity.
That'd be awesome.
Still has never won the best media contribution.
Isn't that awesome?
All this time.
Take.
All this time.
He's never
All
won.
This way.
That's fine. He knows what he brings to the table.
Who would somewhere. Accept the award on his behalf? Would you do it, Phil?
If he asked me.
We could get him via satellite from Iowa.
Yeah.
Well, no.
What if you just
not
like
go with technology? You could fax him.
So B's brother will accept for him then.
Yeah.
Well, he might be on a date that night. You never know. Depends on things happen on the
He's always
26.
On a date at the banquet.
Rachel, what problem over there?
Nope.
Okay, just checking. When is that? Is it November 26th?
Yes.
Okay, good. Just make it, Rachel, you, November 26th. You good?
Yep.
You okay. Sit back and think about how your life was like 6 months ago when it wasn't.
Remember when you just walked by and you didn't even know who I was, and now like next time you're going to like veer like 80 yards the
Remember
other way?
When I met you and you said if I told you my name, you'd never forget it, and the next week you forgot my name, I called you out immediately?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Damn it.
All right.
Beavis.
I guess we should talk about football, right? There it is.
In a world, at a time, in a place with some things, some people sit around and they talk about a co-ed football league. They talk about people like B's brother.
Or
the Ocho. Sometimes they're talking about someone whose last name is with a K.
Nobody talks about her anymore either.
And that's okay.
Joe K.
Ah, see, we can edit this, though, in post.
But this, this is their show. Put together for you. Going around the room, we've got Joe K. And Valerie. A couple of special
Nailed
guests
it.
Today. We'll be talking about them
Seamless
coming up
transition.
Shortly. And the captain of your ship.
What it be?
On the couch today, Val! And some gal that's going to the Blood Rain movie mixtape premiere.
Yes, she is.
And now,
she just doesn't
ladies
know it
and
yet.
Gentlemen.
She knows it. It's just terrifying.
Let's go.
Hi, Lenny.
Normally I have an introduction, but let's just get to it. Ladies and gentlemen, November 26th in the year of our Lord, 2017, will be the screening of The Rise of Teflon.
No, it's The Rise and Fall of Teflon
Okay, well, they fell as well. There will
so
be
we're only going for the first half?
No,
we're only going for the first half, just for the rise. Yep. And then when everything's at its peak, we leave.
Good news, ladies and gentlemen. Pre-sale tickets will go on sale this Saturday. Mr. Brother will have them. Do we have the breaking news?
Shit, I wasn't
Not
ready
like
for that,
that Len. That's not how this works.
Hang on, ladies and gentlemen.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special
breaking
report.
News. We've done almost 100 episodes, and Lenny still doesn't get how this works. Gotta give Jim some time,
It
man.
Appears that some people in this room might be attending that screening that evening.
Lenny?
No, I'm not one to talk, so you didn't hear that from me. Well, I'm going to probably buy like 8 to 20 tickets, I would assume.
So they'll sell about 8 to 20 tickets?
No, they claim there's 150 people there. And ladies and gentlemen, please bring your money. They're $8, the pre-sale. It's going to be a magical evening. They're going to have popcorn, I was told.
Whoa.
On the 26th.
Yes. Like movie butter?
When you wake up, butter. You roll over, brush your teeth, you're going to grab those tickets, call B's brother, and drive him to the rise and fall.
Unless he has a ride.
Well, we're working on a limo. Maybe we can get a limo. Maybe we can get somebody to go with him. We'll figure this out. Val's smiling. There is a young lady in the corner is her hand over her head. She's shaking her head, and I don't know why. Good evening, Rachel. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Lenny?
You excited for the 26th?
Yeah, I'm super pumped.
Why?
It's just an ordinary day.
You like Sundays?
Yeah, I do like Sundays.
Favorite day of the week?
No, mm-hmm. I wouldn't say that.
No. Well, we're going to get to you in a minute. Don't worry. And welcome back. She is now the First Lady of Football. She has returned. Yeah, well, you know, she kind of was.
She's kind of been there.
It was kind of like a moniker, but I think we're going to make this
We never, like, made
now.
It official. Should we have a ceremony?
No, we don't have the breaking news. I don't think we have that ceremony music. Is that the ceremony
no,
music?
No, that's not ceremony music at all.
And rumor on the street is she is in the lead for the 5-star cup. More breaking news. It's looking, people, and we don't have this confirmed yet, but we're thinking December 8th we're going to have a banquet. We don't know the venue place yet. We're working on that, but it's looking at December 8th.
So we have a time and a day, but not a place.
Yes. Yes.
I do have that music ready when you want it.
Cue it. Can you do the Jimmy voice, like December 8th from like 7 or whatever?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, I thought you meant to talk about her. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, no. We're just going to announce
that,
the time.
That
oh, sweet
like
Jesus.
Music,
what is the time? I don't know. I'll see you at noon.
Well, yeah. It's usually 7 to like whenever. But yeah, if you want to start getting there around, usually I get there at 1 o'clock. Topper's there. Yeah.
We don't know where there is.
Well, when we figure it out.
So let's talk about this later. Well, there's more important
Topper told
whatever
me to tell
you. Pressing matters of love, Len.
Whatever you do, reserve December 8th that evening after the workday for the banquet that begins probably at whatever time in the afternoon.
I'm taking the
but
day off.
Probably officially like around that 7, 8 p.m. time
frame. You know, why
we will
can't
have
we?
The podcast yeah. going beforehand
oh, I think we
once
should.
Again.
Can we? Yeah, I think that'd be great.
Anyone that wants to stop by pre-banquet, you will be limited on time unless we enjoy you, and then you get to stick around a little bit longer. And segue directly into the banquet where we're going to have the main music set up, the photo booth ready to go once again.
We're
going
to the photo booth.
Awards going all the way around to include the 5-star Best of the Bar trophy that culminates all that hard work of the year in our Lord 2017.
And honestly, it's a two-horse race right now.
Real quick, Jim, did you buy the program for your laptop there so that only your fingerprints can touch it during the banquet? And therefore nobody can, I don't know, shut off the music or something like that?
They're still going to hate us. But, you know, we could turn this into an all-day affair. It's usually about 7 to, I think, 11 or 12, and then people go downtown and do whatever they do. But why don't we start this at 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock? Take off work early.
You know that we did that last year.
Well, I do that, and Topper does that, and you yes. got there in the afternoon. But more people, day drinking's a lot of fun.
Wow. Says the guy who doesn't drink.
We're typically setting up from like around 11 o'clock in the morning until about 3 or 4,
yep.
and then just a little bit of kickback time.
Now, if you do there. If you do move the event, like have it somewhere that A is a hotel so that we can just stay there again, and B somewhere close to like nightlife, because the best part was like leaving at midnight and then going out on Chippewa. And
well, I can confirm that one of the locations that's being speculated does have an amazing movie theater nearby, and there are some local bars and establishments within walking distance.
Well, that would be fun.
Yeah,
Rachel, you gonna go?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Well, it's a hard maybe.
It depends. I'm supposed to get my shoulder surgery that day.
Wow. What
well, you
awesome.
Can't go to a banquet if you're getting surgery.
And
that
my
day.
Birthday's the next day.
So you should definitely reschedule.
Reschedule surgery.
It all depends on
are
physical
we
therapy.
I saw you throw a ball on like last Wednesday. You're fine.
We should consider presenting a birthday cake tour in the middle of the banquet.
At midnight.
Bee's brother walks out.
Or
with a sheet
stop
cake.
It. Wait for it.
Not if he's in the cake.
We
the cake.
Could have somebody jump out of the cake.
Somebody do we have to get two cakes? Like, is it Rachel's birthday and Parker's birthday?
Oh, snap.
Two birthdays.
What's your favorite cake? Chocolate? Vanilla?
Or do you want
vanilla.
Both?
Okay.
Good. Chocolate cake sucks.
No, it does not.
It's
curse
the worst
tongue.
Cake. No. No, it's the worst cake.
Whatever.
No, it's just not.
Guys.
It's not what it needs to be.
So, Val, we're going to catch up with you.
Hey, Val.
How you been?
I've been good.
Yeah. You enjoy. Yeah, I keep looking at the 5-star cup. I mean, you might be in the lead. Like, how you feeling right now? Like, you've been knocking it out of the park this season.
She's been babysitting a lot more often, actually.
Yeah, but she was on fire last
a lot of
week.
Travis falling down the stairs incidents.
Travis did
to
not
fair,
fall down the stairs.
To be fair,
yes, he did.
Yeah. To be fair, Val didn't even offer a glimpse of help. She just called the people over to watch him.
Yeah, can I tell that story real quick? So we're all sitting in the bar. We're having a sandwich after football. And Travis is telling me the story, and you all know her boyfriend Travis. So he's like, Len, yep. He goes, I'm having a tough day. He goes, I fall down the stairs. I get a little noggin on my head. And he goes, and my girlfriend runs over. And instead of helping me, what does she do? She screams, Taylor Pagano, you got to come over here and see this. So people are coming over laughing as poor Travis is probably drooling, choking on blood and God knows what else.
He didn't have any mark on him. I did not know he hit his head.
Great
in
work.
My defense. And I offered to help him down the stairs. He said, no, I got this. He didn't have it.
It has been wildly contested this session that, okay, everybody knows the Godfather's a guy who lives in Iowa.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And many people have always speculated, though, that the Godfather may be someone here locally that actually participates and take things to the next level. Some do feel that the Godfather may actually be a godmother disguised as a godfather. How long have you been associated with the TSL, Val?
Not as long as the
well,
Godfather.
Yeah, no, what was the first year, though, that you participated?
It
was AK Inc., wasn't it?
No, it was we were Gordons.
Oh, Gordons, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, you wore the gold jerseys.
Yeah.
So we're talking, what, 2010, 2007, 2000?
Well, the league started in 11. What? It was the fall of 2011 was the first
you
season.
You came with the 11, sports, didn't you?
No, I came up maybe one or two seasons after it first started, because we stuck with the other one, because Jeff had some, like, loyalties there. So finally, my team said, like, all right, if we don't leave and go to Toppers, we're all going to walk. So Jeff had no choice.
Wow. It's funny you bring that up, because I remember that that one fateful day in August, Topper and I were sitting with our cell phones calling people. And it's funny you bring up Jeff's name, because I had the task of calling him. And I think I called him. He was, like, playing a softball game. He's like, who's this? Probably. I'm like, oh, it's Lenny. We're getting a little people. And he literally just kind of blew me off the phone. And I go, Topper, even if he does say yes, we're not inviting him. He was so mean.
What?
True story.
He, because Mo, like, would pay him, like, he worked, like, did a lot of, like, the umping and reffing for softball and for kickball.
I like Jeff now. I'm just saying, at the time, I was like, who is this kid?
So, Mo
sorry. Him, like, sorry for bothering you.
Yeah, so, like, he got a lot of, like, side money from that
league. I understand that.
So, that's why he wanted to stay there, but, yeah.
And after Gordon's came and you were there for a little while. And then there was a split, right? They went to dinner for two, half the team, which actually became Varsity Villains later on. And then the other people stayed at Gordon's, and Gordon's became Ass Kickers, Inc., right?
No.
And that kind of broke?
We were never dinner for two. The only
one. Yeah, they split. There was. No, I'm thinking a different team. You're right.
No, that. Wanet was our quarterback for one season. And then he.
Didn't Kevin D play with you guys too, or no?
No,
that was a bigger. I'm thinking of somebody who looked just like Kevin D, brown hair, taller.
His name was Eric. Okay. He broke his leg. Playing in this.
Oh boy!
And he has.
Did he sign a waiver?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're good. You're good.
Really not.
So yeah, he hasn't been back since. He always says he wants to. Like, I see him at the gym. Mm. But I think his.
Was that the quarterback that you dated?
No.
No. Who was that?
That was Dale. He moved to North Carolina, I found out, when I was in North Carolina.
Dale?
Yeah, she dated a guy who was a quarterback, and he was terrible.
But his name was Dale?
You had a funny story about him, too. Like, he was terrible, and, like, she broke up with him the next week after he threw.
No, it wasn't even that. Like, he, like, the entire time, like, we dated for, like, a couple weeks, and, like, he always said, I'm really good at football. Like, if you guys never need someone, like, let me know. So, like, we never did. So, finally, the one week, our quarterback was out. I think it was we had Johnny Dio at the time. He was
Dio.
Out.
Johnny Dio.
So, he was out. Todd was our, like, backup quarterback. He was gone that day, or whoever was our backup. And so we were like, we need someone. So I was like, all right, like, if you want to play, like, we need a quarterback. He sucked. Like,
he sucked.
Even, like, warm-ups, like, we were like, I don't think this is going to, like, pan out. And Jeff, like, came over. He's like, Val, like, I don't want to, like, cause issues. But, like, I'm like, no, like, bench him. Like, it's fine. So somebody else ended up throwing the rest of the game, and, like, he played receiver, and he was, like, okay, because he was tall.
Can you break up with him, like, a week after, though?
Yeah. No, like,
was it because of his play?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the only reason you broke up with him?
He also lived in Wilson, which was...
Negative. Yeah, the only time you go to Wilson is a Sunday in the summer.
Yeah, exactly.
People have a house there. They don't live there.
So this was, like, October now, so I was like, all right, well... Whole Wilson draw is kind of
the Wilson by the water is cool. Like, in the summertime, Wilson is an awesome place. But yeah,
like,
if you're in a relationship, F that noise in the freaking rain and snow. No way.
Yeah. So.
Val, are you saying you would date somebody that lived in Wilson? Not you, Rachel. I'm getting confused.
Like, no.
No? You wouldn't?
No.
What if he was awesome?
Yeah.
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
Wilson's really far away.
Yeah, Wilson's super far away.
Is it?
Yeah.
She lives super far.
Would you do anything
Hammer?
For love, but you wouldn't do that?
Which would be live in Wilson?
Drive to Wilson.
No.
What if he was the greatest guy ever and you loved him?
Well, if you love conquers all, then.
Yeah.
If he was the greatest guy ever, though, he'd move closer.
If you love somebody, would you run to them?
I don't know.
You don't know.
Speaking about Rachel, here's what's a little funny, though. 5 weeks of podcasts, and she's been on three times.
You know why? Because she answers questions, but today she is not.
Well, I'm sorry. What questions do you want me to answer?
If you love somebody, would you run to them? That's the first question.
And I quote, I got 15 no's today. That's why Rachel's back.
Thanks,
Len. No! Stop!
That's not true.
That's out of the mouth of you, sir.
That's not, I didn't say that at all. Geez. You said, how many people have you asked? I said, a bunch.
I've got 15 no's today.
Well, yeah, it was people were either working or doing something silly. B's brother obviously said he would do it, but he's going to be doing Wednesday as well, so we thought that was a conflict of interest.
Are we supposed to talk about Wednesday? I thought that was supposed to be like a surprise.
Oh, well, then I didn't talk to him about that.
Okay.
This sound drop here?
Oh, no, you didn't.
Reminds me of something.
Oh, no, you didn't.
That's Kristen Daniels.
Are you related to Kristen Daniels? Are the two of you cousins or sisters or something? I mean,
sisters.
No. Yeah. Sisters.
No, we tell people that all the time, but no, we're not actually related.
Do you know I learned something about Kristen Daniels this week?
What's up?
She is a phenomenal drawer.
She out Lennied Lenny today last week.
No, I wouldn't say she out.
Well,
I'm
she definitely did her
best drawer ever, but she's pretty
right,
good.
She's the second best artist in the league. Fine.
Okay, fine. I'll give her that.
Does that include Tommy Hughes' macaroni art, though?
Well, that's a different macaroni kind of art's art. A different kind of art. Yeah.
Artists are artists. You're,
well, fair enough, but pictures is totally different animal.
I guess, yeah. Different. All right, you're right, though. You're right.
I can't do macaroni art.
No, you can't.
I'm a one-trick pony. It's pencils and paper.
Have
that's
you tried?
All I can do. No.
So how do you know?
You don't know.
Yeah, you shouldn't like.
I just I know what I'm good at.
Okay. I stick to my strengths.
I know my strengths and I know my weaknesses. I have a lot of weaknesses. I know we don't have enough time to talk about them all, but I also know my strengths and I'm good with a pencil and a 9x11 piece of paper.
True.
That's awesome.
Where do you get 9x11? It's usually like 8x14 or...
No, I like to use specific paper.
He's
very
in
small.
The business. Like, don't.
That's legal, right? Legal yes. size.
Dunder Mifflin
it's like 8.5x11.5. Yeah. You ever watch The Office?
Yes. Yes, I have.
But yep. then when you frame that, that goes 9x11 plus. Yep. 11
Sometimes I close my eyes before I think of my pictures, and then I see the canvas that's 8.5x11.5, and then the
Do you keep your eyes closed and just move your arm and it draws itself?
Shockingly, no. What I do, though, is I close my eyes, and then the picture comes to me, and then I draw it on the paper.
Fair enough. But she did. She nailed all like the Lenny things, like Sarah's she phone. Sad,
that was the best.
Sad dead flowers.
That was awesome. I'm like, oh, my God. She is so good. Yep, I gave Kristen Daniels homework. I said, Kristen Daniels, we're going to do an exercise to help you help you. And or help me help her. And I said, you need to draw a picture. And she had till Wednesday and she did not hand me her picture. So or send it to me. She could send me on her phone. So what do you think I did? Bitch. I obviously texted her a check minus. And I said, this is unacceptable. So then she got all bent out of shape. And then on Saturday, I see her at football and I'm like, hello, Kristen Daniels. And she gets all bent out of shape when I say Kristen and Daniels. And then she goes, I have something for you. And I was like, ding, ding, ding. She handed me not one, but two pictures.
I want to pretend that like you weren't even talking to her the whole time. Just she looked at her phone time and it was the little red angry emoji with the little check minus. And she's like, damn it.
Whenever somebody does something wrong, they get a red emoji from me. I don't say anything. I just send you the red face. That means I'm mad.
Thanks.
Yeah. Well, if you ever get a red face, then you know. You've never got a red face, have you?
No.
Okay,
no,
good.
I've never gotten red face.
Yeah. Red faces are bad. Very, very bad. Mm-hmm. You know, we really don't have a ton. We got guests that have been here forever. They've asked us. We've asked some questions and answered. No, so you've been here before. So it's not like we're talking to noobs.
Rude. Girl, thanks for being here. Sorry about Leonard.
Coming again.
Week 7 has come and week 7 has gone. We had a lot of fun. We learned some more new things. One of the things I learned this week is don't ever be Snapchat friends with Katie Keller. ladies and gentlemen, if you were
three
Snapchat
snap
friends
limit.
With Katie Keller, just stop. Wait, just get her out of
what?
Your phone right now.
What happened?
Katie Keller sends 8 million Snapchat pictures to people, and it's just ridiculous.
How many catsuit pictures did you send her?
None. I know. Well, Leonard. No. Okay, two. Two. My Bitmoji guy's a cat. I'm sorry. I think he's awesome.
He's not bad.
So I had a great conversation with Junior in regards to his sister.
The best.
Truly did.
You want to hear a funny one I told him?
Every week, I'm sitting there playing her music by request of her team, even though it might be snippets, and she can't even come by and say thank you.
Or at least sign something.
Yep.
Your kid was
she
there.
Just gets shy and turns up. Yeah, exactly. I have Sharpies in the car. No, she couldn't do it.
B's brother is sitting next to Katie Keller, and I'm trying to get them to get married. Rachel, don't get jealous. And at one point, I look
Maybe
at Scotty.
Maybe you should ask her to go on the 26th.
No, you're going.
No.
So
I said yes.
Yeah, you said yes.
Just turn into no.
But so I nudge him, and I go, Scotty, I got to ask you a question. He goes, what's that? And I go, if B's brother marries your sister, does he become B's brother-in-law?
Oh, Jesus.
And he just kind of looked at me perplexed, and he goes, yeah, I guess he would.
Do you think he hyphenates his name? Will he become B's brother Keller?
Can you imagine if, like, all of a sudden Kevin Keller gets fired and, like, B's brother, like, leaves Home Tech? Because that would be something they would do to spite Home Tech one more time.
I think he's in a higher division because he's too good for them.
Right? No, he's on Cobblestone. And, we're going to get to this later in the scores, but B's brother actually got shut out by Home Tech. They didn't let him play. And they actually lost, like, 53-7.
Noticing a pattern.
Yes, so
am I. Unbelievable.
Home Tech was looking great this week, though, and I'll talk about that a little bit later, too.
They're looking really great, maybe. Playing great, no.
No, they've got a cohesiveness. They're great people. They really are.
But B's brother was here. He was late. Don't get jealous, Rachel. He did talk to Katie Keller for a little while.
He was late?
Was
there like 6 a.m.?
No, he stayed till late. He was there till like 8:30.
Oh, I thought you said he got there late, and I was like, there's no way that's possible.
He got there at 9, and that was the best, because I got there at like 9:30, and he runs up. He gives me my fist pump, obviously, and then I'm like, B's brother, what's going on? He goes, well, what'd it be? He goes, I don't know where my team is. And I'm thinking, oh, what, they play at 10? What time do they play? He goes, 1. So at one point, I'm like, you should probably text Garrett. It was like 10:15. I'm like, you should probably text him. I go, he's late. He should probably be here. Yeah. We got to start running plays. Yeah, good idea, Lenny.
Didn't he walk over to us when we were at the Tupper's car in the morning, and he was jamming out to his headphones saying hello, and you were like...
Yeah, I was like, what was that like? It was like 11.
No, it was even earlier than that. It was like probably like 10 o'clock, and he's there jamming. He's like, what time's your game? And like you said, 1. And I was like, what, you just getting in the zone? He's like, yeah, you know.
He's got to stretch. Yeah. You know why Topper's doing so good? Topper literally stretches about 45 minutes before his game.
I want to pretend
would it
that,
be?
That's probably a thing.
It's the
like,
five P's, man. Proper preparation prevents poor performance. Remember those.
Wow, nice.
Topper stretches.
You nailed it.
Well, we are a podcast about football, so let's talk about some football.
Okay.
10 o'clock games.
Totally not ready.
No.
Picture I love that's be my new thing.
That's why he was there so late. He was taking a nap.
With your 10 o'clock games. Yeah.
What?
Public Enemy, 32 points. The Purge was 17. One Todd Too Many, 43. Mickey Rats with 42. All We Do Is Quit, 44. Hope and Ruin, 14 on the board. And the Passless Chaps win with 20 points. Shake and Bake Stampede with 12. Those are your 10-100 games.
Don't look now, but All We Do Is Quinn ran over Hope and Ruin 44-14. That is the second big win in a row. They actually beat Come From Behind the week before. Hmm. So they are starting to really get hot at the right time. Did you see or hear about the Topper game? I guess that one ended in controversy. It was kind of funny.
What happened?
The last two plays... The second last play, the Topper's team was rolling, trying for the win, and they threw a ball, and it was incomplete, pass interference. So then they get the ball again, they throw another pass, incomplete, pass interference. So they got two gifts from God, and then
like the
on the
Oakland
third time, they finally scored a touchdown, and literally Topper's team's high-fiving and like you know literally putting Topper on their shoulders, and I'm watching Mickey Rats walk off the field, F this, F these refs, F this league. I mean, it was so funny.
I'm going to tell you straight up, though, Mickey Rats is hands down better than they realize. Kennedy and Falco... Both completely underutilized. Great Shane players Falco? Right there. The quarterback isn't as nimble as he used to be, though, but he still has a solid and very reliable arm. But he was just off here and there by maybe about 6 inches to a foot throughout the
last
a little bit,
weeks.
A little ahead, a little behind. And for Topper's team, I'm going to tell you right now that Tim Dove might, honest to God, be the most underrated player in the
it's
entire
not even
TSL.
Close to real.
Aside from the TSL on that team. No, I swear. His defensive prowess.
He can't even tell time.
His defensive prowess led to an interception at 20 minutes into the game that turned the momentum into Topper's favor at that point.
I question that, though.
He is the originator of the triangle offense, so
yes,
yay him.
He is.
It's Phil Jackson.
Now, why Topper doesn't get the ball to Drew a little bit more is beyond me, though.
Well, it was funny because I looked at Drew and I looked at him and I said, obviously, he didn't throw you. I never saw the last play. I go, he obviously didn't throw to you for the touchdown, and there's no way. And he goes, how'd you know that? And they didn't. He threw it to Aaron.
There were some problems in the second half of that game that I do have to bring up, though. Some big time problems. In the second half of that game, Jay-Z showed up early to warm up for his game. He created an obvious distraction to Topper's team. Some people that shall remain nameless clearly had their eyes on him instead of the game.
Wow. Not good. Congratulations to Public Enemy. Emily is on assignment today. They took on the Purge, and they beat the Purge. The Purge is struggling, and they should have beat him, and they did. I think Baccio got hurt, and I think Halas got hurt, too. They was a bomb, and Bacch picked it up.
You say this like you weren't there.
Well, I'm not sure. Bacch didn't play the second half, and I think Halas kind of came in and out, so hopefully he's okay. I didn't talk to my team a lot on Saturday.
Yeah, and they won.
Hmm. They did. Well, and Paul Johnson came back and scored like 3 or 4 touchdowns.
Okay.
Kind of a surprise.
Is Kristen Daniels always on Hope and Ruin?
No.
Nope.
Was she playing for Hope and Ruin?
Yeah, I saw her out there.
Hope and Ruin, or All We Do Is Quinn?
Could have sworn she was out there.
She's probably subbing.
Subbing in, yeah.
Is she on the Universal sub list?
I mean,
okay.
She's normally a game changer. She did drop a few well-placed balls during that game, though.
I don't know if she's a game changer, but she's a very nice girl.
She can be, though.
Len, how's that been going, by the way, with the Universal sub list? Have you run into any issues this year?
Well, it's funny you bring that up. So far, teams have been pretty much okay, though I had about a half a dozen people, I'm not going to say many names, that came up to me at one point at the 3 o'clock games and said, there's this girl, she's on NWO, there's a rumor started by one of the refs that she was playing on a team in D3. Well, I went over there, got her name, even saw her driver's license. Turns out she didn't, so rumors sometimes are nothing more than rumors.
Correct.
So Topper did check her roster. She is on their team. She was a pretty good girl. Her family was watching the game. So, like, you know, as I kind of told Topper, I was like, yeah, let's cheat, but let's invite mom, dad, and Aunt Cheryl or whatever her name was. But we're going to cheat, but we're going to have our whole family watch the game. So I think it was more Titans in Motion was a little upset that half their team didn't show up and they were just grasping for straws. But I'm not saying Titans in Motion did do it, but it was a couple of people watching the game that had asked.
Who was down on Field 5 for 10 o'clock there? Which team was that?
That was Hope and Ruin and all we... Oh, no, wait. Passless, Chaps, and Shake and Bake?
There it is. Passless, Chaps, and Shake and Bake.
Two teams struggling.
All right. I want to apologize in advance to Passless, Chaps, and Shake and Bake. These notes I'm about to read were put together by my son, who is 8 years old. I sent him down there to scout, and he came back and typed up a few things. Green was dropping passes left and right. Very slow game. Lack of speed on both sides. Purple knocks... This was a little play-by-play. Purple knocks down a very far pass. Purple drops a very horrible pass. Purple just threw a great pass to Purple. Too bad they didn't catch it.
Peter Piper picked a pack of
right there is basically Shake and Bake Stampede in a sentence.
There you go.
Yes, let's go to the 11 o'clock games.
11 o'clock games. Jimmy wasn't ready again because he was drinking and Lenny just dropped that on him.
With your 11 o'clock games, highest score to the day, DMX with 58. Witters with 31. Witters played way better than that. They got a great quarterback. The Bams unfortunately lost 39 points on the board. They were looking real hot that day. Saturday's Art for the Girls chimed in with 44. A&A with 42 points on the board. Primetime Players with 33. The Ryan Puckett Memorial All-Stars with 30. Shredders, 22. Santa's Secret Sauce spilt that out with 21. The Tammies with 20. Those are your 11 o'clock games.
So we're going to set the table. Shredders are moving right along. They're winning, beating everybody except HK4. I talked to a couple of their players, not the young lady I'm going to talk to right now, and they kind of said, hey, we don't think Ryan Puckett's very good. They've been beating a bunch of patsies. We should handle them. Ooh. Well, they come to the field Saturday, and Rachel, what happened?
We just didn't bring our A game. Routine plays just weren't happening. I don't think we were ready for them. They're not a great team, but they came more prepared than we did.
Underestimating the opponent.
This is just my interpretation of the game. I think your quarterback struggles. He's very inconsistent to me.
I think it depends on who's quarterback that day, to be honest.
Okay, so you have switches. The guy I saw was very inconsistent.
Yeah, Ricky. He was struggling, and he knows it. Like, he's just as frustrated. Because we don't have... It's just kind of a free-for-all when we go in the huddle, and it's not working. But nobody really takes that initiative to make some plays.
I also saw one other thing. There was a guy in Ryan Puckett who was just wicked fast. The kid in the orange cleats, just running. But like your secondary lacks like a burner. Unless there was nobody, there's somebody there that's faster
than
that. No. There was a guy in Ryan Puckett who wears orange cleats. He is so fast. Like he burns your secondary, I think, once or twice on long ones.
Orange cleats guy.
I can't.
He's so fast. And I looked at going, you know, I've seen Shredders play for. I go, I didn't know they were that slow in the back secondary. No, your safeties. That's what I took away from the game. And then sometimes I hate to say it, like it almost was like a Daryl thing where they started to panic a little bit. And it's like, oh, God, let's throw to Sam. Oh, God, well, Sam was covered.
Yeah.
You know, and then, well, let Sam throw. And then nobody was, it seemed
it
out of sync.
It wasn't there. It wasn't there at all. It was out of sync. Yeah. I didn't go to the gym beforehand. I felt off. I had two plays that was really bad, or two balls that was really bad.
Switching quarterbacks probably isn't helping either.
No. Well, Shane did it. Shane threw quite a bit when it was Why So Serious. Mm-hmm.
Was that the father and the son?
No,
he's not. But it was during that time period. And then Sam will throw sometimes too, which isn't bad. I mean, everybody contributes, but we weren't there. Then it showed.
Oh.
Okay.
Witters has officially hit rock bottom. Yeah. DMX, it's a shame because they're really good.
Yeah, they don't look it from the outside.
DMX threw up 58 without their regular quarterback.
That's what I'm trying to say. DMX is not good, and DMX just threw 58 on him, and it wasn't even, I mean, 27 points.
Is DMX not good?
Wow. Well, they're very good on offense. They're terrible on defense. Like, they were, until now, the worst team in D2, and obviously, no, I think Witters, I hate to say it. I mean, that was a great franchise. There's still great people on it. I'm not going to talk bad about the people on the team because I like a lot of them, but... They're just not doing it, man.
So if you pinpoint the exact time that their franchise tended to trend downward, would it be when they released Beast Brother?
There are those that could make that claim. My claim is that some teams just lack leadership, and I think there's two camps, if you will, and I think Camp A thinks one thing and Camp B thinks another. And, you know, right now you have six people on a field, and they're not pulling together. Like,
too many
three
leaders,
are going
not
one
enough
way.
Listeners.
Yeah. Like, three are pulling left and three are pulling right, and it's not working. Yeah.
It's a shame.
Yeah, Saturdays for the girls. In my opinion, the most underrated team in D4. We've been talking about Shredders. We've been talking about HK4. We've been talking about Ryan Puckett. Nobody's talking about Jay-Z, and there he goes again. Wins another one. Keep an eye on him come playoff time.
It's funny. They made the D3 title game last session. Now they're still underrated in D4.
They are very underrated in D4. And A&A, big win over Primetime. Good Lord, what is going on with these guys? They got to go to D4.
Yeah, they'll settle down where they're supposed to be.
It's so bad. I don't know if you read the Godfather article. He won't even call them Primetime players anymore. He took like six of the letters away and says, I'm not going to give them back until you win a football game. So right now they're like the Pri-Tie play.
The Pri-Tie.
That's all they are. And he said, you'll get the rest of the letters back when you win a game. Which is a shame because they've got Johnny Football. They've got really tall guy. They've got Pork Chop. A guy whose name I don't know hurt his finger. That could have something to do with it. Frodo's really fast. We haven't seen Scowling Looks Blanchick in a while.
They're the only team that you've actually given a nickname to every single player on the team.
Well, I think I've told you the story. So a couple seasons ago when they were really, really good and arrogant, when they had Jeff Farr and Joey, they would send us literally 5,000 emails a week. It would be like really tall guy would start and then they would just go. And then we would fire back and this would go on literally all week. Well, now they suck and they can't send any emails, which is kind of comical.
Santa's Secret Sauce and Tammy's, they were down on field 5, am I wrong?
Yeah, so the prophet, the most honorable Dave Walter, shows up late.
I have an amazing note here.
Yes.
Our scout made his way down to field 5, and the scout says the green team is better and more excited to be on the field. Green lit it up a bit in the first, solid battle. But they got things moving. Not really sure what that means. But
what it means was the Tammies are basically, they're worse than Solar. They are the worst team in the league. It's not even close. And they gave Triple S a game. I looked from afar. Sometimes I just don't want to go down there. And literally, I kept watching their quarterback, and Walking. I was like, he should be a point guard because he throws good bounce passes. and it really was tough to watch. Now I know why Tammies are struggling.
Rachie caught the game winner, I think.
Yes, really?
There's a picture on the Facebook, right?
I know. Great photography.
She's never going to be on a freaking... If she ever is going to be on a podcast, that girl drives me nuts.
She drives you nuts?
She will not come on the podcast. Oh. Will not.
Why? Well, I don't blame her. You're you.
Whatever.
Saturdays are for the girls. Do they wear pink?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I have a note here from Field 3. Pink on offense. Molly on deep ball. Not a guarantee. She drops a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, there was a girl that dropped passes. She subbed for Pink. Joe K could probably talk a little bit more about her.
I don't know who we're talking about.
Molly, the younger one, your friend.
Oh, she played for them?
Yeah, she subbed for them.
Oh, Mary?
Yes.
Mary, yeah.
Your Uno partner?
Didn't pay any.
New best friend?
Uno
partner. Uno. It's literally in the name that you're by yourself, like Uno, meaning one. Like just you.
Uno partner. Like it's like Jumbo Shrimp.
Jumbo Shrimp. Let's not talk about Uno. I did win 3 of the 4 games, by the way.
Of course you did.
Yeah, beat the crap out of Topper.
She probably let you win.
And
nobody
with your...
lets me win at Uno, sir.
I lowered it down. Go ahead.
I don't remember what I was saying, so just continue.
Even better.
Yeah.
12 o'clock, Marketing Mayors, 51 points, XTC with 27. The New Gods put up 31 while the Bombers squeaked in with 23, losing that game. HK4 with 45 on the board, Indecent Exposure, 37. Madison Lees and Back That Pass Up. Back That Pass Up put up 25 on the board. Madison Lees did better with 33. They won. Hung Buffalo, 37 points. They win over Top Ace. A little bit of a shocker there. But they're both great teams. Those are your 1,200 games.
I anticipate you were guilted and you had to watch the Madison Lees Back That Pass Up game, Val?
No.
No?
I was collecting, so I like didn't really...
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I was like walking around a lot.
I'm sure you heard about the game. No?
Yeah. No, I got the play-by-play.
Don't so what worry. Happened?
How great was Travis?
No, he, I guess, I think, did you play?
No, I didn't play.
Oh.
No, he never asked me to play anymore since I got knocked out there.
Oh. Well, that's mean.
He feels bad.
Well, he like, kind of set really him up bad. For failure.
I don't think it was his fault. I know he felt bad, and he texted me the next day. I was like, I'm okay. It's fine. But he hasn't asked me back.
When you said fine, was it like when a woman goes fine? Like
fine.
When you totally screwed up?
I mean,
up?
My eye was like black and blue by the time. Yeah.
Just another week.
That's
Did you sign a waiver?
Shoulder. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. No, I think they, it was close. They ended up pulling ahead at the very end. They had like a couple drops, in the end zone, but eventually they ended up winning, so I didn't really care.
Saturdays are no fun when Ace loses. I did not get a report of the game. Topper and I have a rule amongst ourselves that whenever Ace loses, we do not talk to Ronnie K. Hung Buffalo beat them 37-22. Hung Buffalo, I believe, now is 6-1 or 5-2.
Really?
They're running away with D5 right now. They're really doing a good job. Rachel, have you seen HK4 play?
When we played against them.
What do you think? Indecent exposure, 45-37. What do you think about the HK4 team?
I think they're decent, for sure.
Mike, are you just being nice? Like, you think if you play them again, you got them?
I don't know, to be honest. They're a decent team. I think we took them lightly. That's just my opinion. They got some good players.
Would it be?
Oh, they're 6-1, too.
HK4?
Yeah.
HK4 is really good.
Yeah, they
super good.
They scored
the
most
so
points in that division.
Too.
Yeah, they're like the Bams. They literally have like 27 people on their roster.
Yeah, they really do.
Hung Buffalo is 5-1-1, by the way.
Okay, Hung Buffalo is really good, too. And then the Uncle Rico's and Come From Behind, that's kind of...
Yeah.
Top-level stuff there.
Yeah, well, HK4 is in D4 and Hung Buffalo is in D5, but New Gods beat the Bombers. You know, I'll tell you this. I did not expect the Bombers to win their game Saturday. They did not. But I've got to tip my hat to them because they're improving. They played very well against the New Gods, and I believe they played you guys too.
Yeah, we played them.
That team's improving.
Yeah.
They've got some guys that can play. They got the really tall guy that's really good.
Yeah.
The girls are actually the leaps and bounds. They're
they
getting
had one
better.
Girl that was phenomenal in our game.
She started out really bad. Like every week, she started playing better against. Like they're getting good. Now, you know, are they going to win a game this year? I don't know. When they play Chad stuff, maybe. But I'll tell you something. If they stuck around another year, they'll make another step.
Yeah.
And Marketing Mayors is kind of running away with it.
Yeah.
51-27, XTC did not give them a game.
No, New Gods also had everyone show up this week, too.
Yeah, I did see that. Which, you know, I got to be honest with you. Sometimes, you know, they're always like, well, we miss this guy, and we miss it. First of all, like, we're missing Micah. Let's stop with the Micah stuff. He's not showing up. That's what Micah does. It's great that he's on your roster, but he's not showing up. That's
kind of
Micah's
thing. Has he showed up once yet?
No. And he's not going to.
John Allen did show up this week.
Yeah, but they had everybody, but, you know, sometimes that's a problem for them because now, like, I hate to say, like, when they played us, they had the good kid, McGrath. McGrath played both ways because Jay didn't show up and Allen didn't show up. So, you know, having everybody, now McGrath only played on offense. So McGrath didn't play on defense, so that kind of changed the complexity of the team.
It throws off your rhythm, too. Like, we have that thing, like, too. Like, if we have two or three subs on the sideline, like, it throws it off. Yeah.
Yep. So sometimes, you know, addition by subtraction and vice versa.
Yeah.
13 o'clock?
Outside looking in, New Gods had a harder time with that game than realized.
Yeah.
And talking with Jay afterwards, he self-admitted.
I love talking football with Jay. Jay's a great guy to talk football with.
He's a great guy to talk to.
Yeah, he's good people. He knows the game. He does not pull punches either. If he thinks you're good, he'll tell you. If he thinks you're bad, he'll tell you.
Straight shooter.
Yep, he's a lot like Tommy Hughes, award-winning. You know, what you see is what you get with Jay.
Mm-hmm.
13 o'clock.
We'll return after these messages.
Hey, TSL Universe. It's your favorite lovable scamp, Joe K. I've heard from some of you lately that you might be having trouble reaching us. I don't know how that's possible, because there's so many avenues you can get to us. First, let's start with our own hotline, 627-TOPP. That's 627-TOP. You can call the line, leave a message, and we'll get back to you as soon as we can. You can also follow us on Twitter, at Topper Sports LLC. You can also follow us on the Facebooks, again, Topper Sports LLC. Please follow us. That's probably the fastest way to reach us. You can message us. You can post on our wall. It's a grand time. And last but not least, download the Telegram app. That's probably the best way to get to us now that I think about it. Plus, it helps Topper live his livelihood. Please come on. Please talk to us. Don't be afraid. We don't bite. Probably.
A very special thank you to bensound.com for the royalty-free music used during this show.
Would it be T? TSL Universe. This your good friend, B's Brother. Welcome to Extremely Deep Thoughts with B's Brother.
If you are in a war, instead of throwing a hand grenade at the enemy, throw one of those small pumpkins. Maybe it'll make everyone think how stupid war is. And while they are thinking, you can throw a real grenade at them.
With your 1,300 games, Angry Buffalo, 30, Blitzkrieg with 24, Sticky Bandits, 39, Cobblestone with 26, Racks and Sacks, 44, The Bombers with 32, Come From Behind, very close game with Uncle Rico's Time Travelers, Come From Behind wins 42, Uncle Rico 41, Maddie's Angels knocks out 52 points, Back That Pass Up with 26. Mr. Lenny, those are your 1,300 games.
Well, all I can imagine is that Angry Buffalo read the website this week, and we literally lit them up like a Christmas tree. 127 points in two games last week. My guess is that they only scored 30 points on purpose. I think they're definitely afraid of going to D1, and that was, if I've ever seen a team not try to win, that was that game. Val, Racks and Sacks, 44, Bombers, 32. What happened?
I mean, they, like you said, like, they're getting better. Like, I was going, like, I kind of went into it thinking, like, this team has, nothing. Like, they have Kyle. That's the only one I even know on the team. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, they weren't bad. Like you said, they had that tall guy they went to a lot. Their quarterback was playing well until he got himself kicked out at the end.
Ooh.
But that one girl that was, like, all black made some phenomenal catches down the sideline. Like, she was doing real well. Like, I don't think she had one drop that whole game. They played well. We went right on through with the length of the field three times for a touchdown. So,
yeah. He's such a good player.
We had a pick in the conversion. They tried to go for two that would have put them up by one, but we picked it and returned it. Glenn actually picked it and then passed it back to Jeff, I think.
There's another guy that's just good people, solid football player, mm-hmm. Glenn, blue collar, lunch pail kind of guy. Shows up, always in position, just makes his plays.
And need to have him on.
Yeah, we really do. He's we need great. To get Chelsea on tour. Just have Glenn on because he is so fun to talk to. Like Glenn just another guy. Best. He just has a great so way of looking funny. At things.
We need Glenn on.
Yeah,
absolutely.
For sure.
Maddie's Angels 52, Back That Pass Up 26. Maddie's Angels season literally was on the line. They yeah. were doing very. I don't know what their record was in front. It was something like 1-4 or 2-4.
Yeah, they're 2-4 now.
So. They lost that game. That was it. 1-5 is not getting you into the playoffs with 3 to go. You were out. And okay, fine. Back That Pass Up is they're okay. I'm not going to say they're terrible, but they were a 500 football team in 52-26. I mean, I'm assuming all the horses were there for the most part.
Had to have been.
Yeah, I mean, well, I wasn't.
Yeah, obviously. Well, you're one of his deep threats. I mean, last year you were making it rain.
Yeah, I feel like I have missed more Maddie's Angels games this year, but it's just we've been had like scheduling.
Emily tells me stuff. That all the time. She's like, Len, literally, no, we haven't had everybody there.
Attendance.
It's always somebody else.
Yeah, and it's never like someone's like people are not there that week. It's just we always have conflicts, but no, I guess they said, like, I talked to Maddie after. And he's like, yeah, it wasn't even close. Like,
that again brings up the point that I've made before to you, Len. Did you and Topper talk yet about switching up the playoffs so that D5 and D6 play at the same time so that we won't have nearly as many conflicts?
We have not yet talked about that. I'm assuming a Topper's going to happen, but we're not there yet.
No, we should just get on them now so it can happen.
But wouldn't it be funny if Tommy Hughes was 9-0 and then all of a sudden because of the playoffs, like they lose to like freaking Collegiate Solar?
I think
that would be funny.
I don't think that matter.
That would be an awesome toppered.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it sucks when you get toppered, but sometimes it doesn't.
Axel play quarterback. It'd be fine.
Who?
Axel. It would be great.
That would be great. Axel's awesome.
Said you're assuming Public Enemy's going to play that day.
Yeah, we're not going to be playing that day. I'm not worried about that. Sticky Bandits beat Cobblestone 39-26. B's Brother did play. He did not get to see the field a lot, though Daryl did tell me after the game he was calling tremendous plays.
The coach showed up, though. Coach was on the sidelines in this Sticky Bandits jersey. Let me tell you, yep. That guy is rock solid. That team is tight. Those are solid people.
Sticky
right
Bandits has been coming to play the last few weeks. They've won like two of the last three or three. They're starting to play.
You mm-hmm. could not shy away from Daryl, though. I mean, he had some amazing passes, some very tight end zone catches right there. Just
they didn't have Garrett.
He doesn't
no,
have the.
Really.
He didn't have the tools and assets he needed. Exactly.
When you lose a player of that caliber, it hurts.
Yeah.
It really hurts.
But that's like taking nothing away from Sticky Bandits, though.
Oh, I mean, no.
They were definitely on point, but Yeah.
And congratulations to Come From Behind. Uncle Rico was running away with D5, and Come From Behind beat him 42-41. And actually, I don't think Paul was playing. I don't know if he got injured or whatnot, but at one point I just saw Paul in a chair, and there was some young kid just slashing and dashing the whole game for them. Or at least the second half, from what I saw. So kudos to them. Kudos to CFB. They were actually at the bar for a long time, having a good old time. They were having a lot of fun. So it was good to see them pre- and post-game. Mm-hmm. I didn't get a chance to say hello to Paul. Obviously, for political reasons, I couldn't go over there. I wanted to. I wanted to say hello. He wanted to say hello to me. At some point, when the politics are figured out, I will say hello to you, Paul Lovello, I promise.
On what planet are you figuring out those politics?
There is somebody impeding my progress from saying hello to Paul Lovello.
Stop.
Yeah.
No.
I'm not one to talk. She did not hear that from me.
His name is Lenny.
No.
Yes, but there is somebody on CFB that is keeping me, and I'm going to call that official league politics right now.
Official league politics.
But at some point, I will be there, and I will say hello to Paul Lovello, I promise.
I would like to impose anyone that has contact with the Godfather to put the word out to maybe try to encourage that wall to come down.
It will never come down. Tear when that down woman that is at that wall. Table, I will never sit there. That's all I'm saying. 14 o'clock games.
With your 1,400 games, Racks and Sacks, 43, Chance Up with 18, Gryffindor. They said in the beginning that they were going to take it to Bullet Club, and they did! 50-38.
That doesn't bother me, Jim.
Seating on the
inside. 50-38. AARP wins. 53. Home Tech was 7. They definitely played better than that score shows. Great team there. The practice squad with 23. UFO with 22. That's the end of your games.
Joe K, we all were like, Bullet Club's going to be Gryffindor and rain on Joey Bats Parade.
I mean, you can only make a guy your bitch so many times before you get sick of it. Joey Bats had to keep scrambling and pretty much turned his team into a D2 team.
You can say the score over and over, I'm not going to get mad, I made him my bitch. Come on.
Gryffindor's a good D2 team. They're very, very, very good. Jokes aside, no.
You had guys missing this week, though, did you not?
Yeah, we have guys missing when we
guys
play them every
time. Guys and girls missing this week, actually.
That's true. Sarah's out because she hurt her neck, and Lou apparently hurt his knee.
How'd she hurt her neck?
I don't know. She's been really complaining about her neck
pain
for a
while. So what's going on with your A squad compared to your A-minus squad?
I mean, I don't really know.
They just weren't there.
Like, I could talk now. So, anyway, I mean,
like I said. You could have talked before. No, seriously, what's going on?
Nothing. Just, he's listening. I don't want to say this, but we kind of missed Gordon today, or that day.
Oh, snap!
Just because we had, so the downside to getting a couple new guys to play is that they're going to go through some growing pains, if you will. And on the first two plays of the game, these guys just kind of got torched, and Gryffindor was up pretty quick early. But it just came down to, we got the ball down to the one and didn't score, and then Jeff threw two picks that were kind of like deflected up. What are they going to do? Bad shit happens. I don't care. I mean, whatever.
Joey Bats, I assume, did not throw the ball to Bearded Lou.
No, Bearded Lou wasn't there.
He was hurt.
He's hurt. He was going to play, and he said his knee's still not feeling right, and he doesn't. It's been bothering him for like 3 weeks now.
Val was talking about this just a little bit ago, though. The chemistry. If things aren't in line, that chemistry, and you were missing some key guys.
It was just a defense
man.
Thing. For some, like, the one kid who was playing, Kenny, he's been pretty good as, like, a corner because he's kind of fast. And he said, I'm a safety. I want to play safety. And Gordon didn't let him play safety before because he just wasn't tall enough. And that was shown today when they threw the ball high and the guy just jumped. Kenny jumped as high as he possibly could and it still was a foot too short. And they just took it to the house. Like, just shit like that happens. Our new guy, Nick, he just got burned. On an out and up. Oh. Like, he jumped the out so hard, it wasn't even funny.
Who played quarterback, Brother Nero or Joseph?
Joseph. Okay. That's why they won.
Yeah, he's so good.
Does Mr. Battaglia raise his statistics towards that MVP slot?
Well, yeah. We're going to get to it, not yet, but the late game, he literally made it rain for NWO. Joey Bats was in the zone Saturday.
Yeah, he had a good day.
Kind of like blood rain?
Yes.
The 26th.
Magical.
The rise and fall of Teflon.
UFO was like 4-1 and life was good, and they were steamrolling.
Did you
everybody.
Jinx them somehow?
I think so.
The practice you squad up so much. Yep, and now it's just
yep. The practice ahead. Squad beat them. Now I'm not taking anything away from the practice squad. They are a very decent team with a lot of very decent athletes.
That was a very tight game.
They should have won that game, UFO, and they didn't.
And then they tied in the next hour. That's
yeah. But Salino's really good. Like the Godfather asked the question. He said, "Listen, we're going to see what they're made of when they get out of here." And now what we learned was maybe they could have made a step for the number two seed. They are not the number two seed.
On the I mean, they tied and lost by one. So
yeah.
At least it's better than it used to be, right? It's still progress.
Well, no, they're really a decent team. I'd say they're in the top four, but I would not put them in the two hole. And Home Tech, good Lord, dude. You didn't play Mr. Brother, and look what happened. 53-7.
It's going to be the Bees Brother curse for those guys forever.
It really is.
For sure.
All right, I've never had a chance to like actually pay attention to Home Tech. I haven't, till this week. I've talked to the Kellers. I know of Home Tech through the Kellers. Okay. Watching Home Tech warm up. Watching Home Tech take the field. They're definitely a better team than what that score shows. It was a better game than what that score shows. I take it back. It's 53-7. Anyways, Len, back to you.
Lenny, when you move Cobblestone down to D4 next session, does Bee's Brother have to pick a team then? Ooh. Or are you going to create special sub rules so we can play for both in D4?
Well, no, because then Home Tech will go down to D5.
You sure they're going to do that?
They have to. They're losing to ARP 53-7.
All right, that's a really good point.
They have to,
but
right?
They didn't play Bee's Brother. Assuming if
well,
you add Bee's
Brother plays
brother,
that game, it's probably 53-42.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
And then anything's possible.
Right, so we gotta talk about this in the off season, I guess.
Bee's Brother scratched my car during that game.
What?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
My passenger side rear door. He accidentally scratched the car.
What, did he try to get to the handle?
He does
and missed?
Not realize it. No, he wanted
dug his tail into
oh,
it.
Sweet Jesus. No, he has to put his bag near my car. He put it near the back tire. I have a huge, I can't even, I don't, the insurance doesn't come, it's fine. My car runs on unicorn piss and Al Gore's tears. It is what it is, you know? I don't know. Anyway.
Val, I mean, we could talk about it, but Chad's stuff struggling. No Bloomfield, they had Montesani. They're trying, and we commend them for that.
Don't seem like they're that upset. Like,
no, they're very good people. They're very nice people. They're trying the best they can with what they have, and we've apologized. We're going to get through the season. We're going to let them go wherever they want after that. They can go to D2, D3, D4. I don't really care. They could hook up with Bee's Brother. They could probably stay in D1 or not, and they can go down to like D3 if they want. That's up to them.
D platinum?
Is it a quarterback problem? Because then they should just get B, too.
Oh, they may or
B. B needs to return to the league. There's some serious contention.
I think
with this,
Witters
so.
Could use him.
I don't know if he's coming back.
That would be mayhem.
But Chadsoff's trying. Joey Montesani is a fantastic player. Derek Bloomfield's a fantastic player. They're struggling to find their way, but they will. Let's try the 1,500 games.
1,500. NWO with 39. Tight ends in motion with 14. A third inch long, 51. No punt intended. Scored 12. In a very tight race, Collegiate Solar lost with 41. McKenzie Agency wins with 43. UFO and the Salino Suarez, the do owe me a pop and a plate of wings, ties with 28.
Shock of the day. Not even close. Third and Schlong 51, no pun intended, 12.
Even if that's second win.
NPI was, I think, what, 5-4-2 or 5-2 heading into the game? I think they're 4-2. And third and Schlong just crushed them. I mean, it wasn't even a game. Kevin Keller hit 2 touchdowns.
That's how bad it was. Except,
yeah, when Kevin Keller scores 2 touchdowns on you, you are having a long day if you're sitting
just disband the team.
And I hate to say it, here was the worst part of all. We have a color coordinator who did not tell us that everybody was wearing gray in the MPI third and long game.
I sent this to Topper.
You did?
He sends me the list every week.
It does make sense that Topper screwed this up.
A color coordinator.
Did you send him an email?
I always send it back to him.
What'd you do?
I'm checking my list right now.
Okay. Oh, she's got a list.
This is the official TSL color coordinator?
Is that gum or mints?
They're mints. They're awesome.
No. What game was this?
It was no punt intended versus third inch long. They both wear gray.
Third inch long is like dark gray, though.
No, they're both gray.
No, they took their regular
gray. One is camouflage gray and one solid gray.
Yeah.
But Team Keller was freaking just dealing.
I still maintain that we should just make it every team bring your regular jersey, but also bring white.
I agree 100%.
My team does
that's
do
what
that.
Top.
I used to be pro Team Keller. Now I'm on the fence.
Tell me about it.
Let me tell you something. There's some
because
good players on third and long.
If Katie Keller can't come by and at least say thank you for playing her music.
You shouldn't play it.
Yeah, you shouldn't play it. It's not that good.
I have, no pun intended, as military green.
No, they're gray.
Well, that's Topper's fault then for sending me an incorrect list. So
makes perfect sense that Topper's toppering.
Yeah, last year when we played against Gray and Associates, my team wore...
changed their color too.
All right, people don't know this. Topper's colorblind.
What happened when you
said that we had to change our color because we were playing Gray and Associates and we both couldn't wear gray? Well, Gray and Associates wore white. They just happened to have gray in their name.
You know how they got that name, right? Colorblind Topper. The green looked like gray.
Moral of the story is, yay, third line. One of the funnier lines of the day was Ferger, who was literally like rejoicing that they won a game. He's like, I can't believe that we were only like so much of a favorite against Solar. And I'm like, have you ever seen you guys play? Like, you never know what's going to happen with the McKenzie agency. And by the way, it was awesome seeing Brent. They were selling candy bars from Niagara Candy. Topper bought like a million of them.
Yeah, I got a lot of candy bars.
There's nothing like being a diabetic and having Brent walk over with 20 candy bars. Like, thanks, Brent. I love you too, but
nothing another shot.
I'm not going to Millard. Freaking Travis is watching the Syracuse game, so he's no help. Sarah's at work, so I'm like, I'm screwed. Chelsea wasn't there.
All the way to be aware of your diabetic.
Sherry lost and took off. All the nurses were gone. Yeah. So I'm like, no candy for me today.
Oh, yeah, she ran fast.
She did, and you know what? Her and I had a bet on our game, and I won, and she took off. No,
I didn't mention this earlier. There was one pass from Taylor to Sherry. He hit her so hard, it almost knocked her over.
Yes.
Yeah, that happens.
She did not catch that. Did not catch that either.
She hit a tough day at the
office. Where's the breaking news drop?
Well, that's the second week in a row that's actually happened. Taylor had a thing at the gate of the office. NWO literally just gave it to Titus Emotion, but in their defense, no Tiger, they had no bro. They didn't have their speed, and Joey Bats just went off on them.
Where was everybody?
They were missing everybody. Oh. And NWO just came to town and just gave it to them. McKenzie 143-32. Celino UFO tied 28 up.
I wish I knew how the game ended. I hope it ended in like a cool last second tie.
Probably did.
And then somebody went for the win.
And Celino, seriously, next time you see DJ Jimmy, you owe him a beer and stuff, guys. Like, seriously, nobody can buy him a beer? Pretzel sticks? What the hell?
Killing me.
I mean, literally killing you.
Seriously.
Yeah, by the way, if you are hungry and you just need something to munch on, get the pretzel sticks.
They're the best.
They're so good. Solid.
But Peyton from that team, I remember him from way back, I tell you. Can't even. Can't even.
Not even one. Not even a split. Come on.
I'll tell you what, Celino Soares, you show up at the banquet, we do shots together, and we make amends. You have never come to the banquet, whether you have been the five-star team, the Celino team, whoever you may be. You've never been to the banquet. Show up.
Some teams need to really get to the banquet. Like, it's all talk. Get to the banquet.
Except for Who's Your Daddy, they can't come.
No, Who's Your Daddy, you can't come.
They need to come.
Not Who's Your Daddy.
Everybody should come.
Except Who's Your Daddy.
Everyone deserves.
Can't stress it enough. Don't come if you're Who's Your Daddy. But everybody
put
else
on the invitations. Open to almost all.
That'd be kind of fun. So we learned a lot this week.
Did we? What did we learn?
Well, we learned that marketing
that
mayors.
We have to do MVPs and LVPs?
Well, we're going to do that in a minute, but we learned that marketing mayors are running around with D1. We learned that Witters are in trouble in D2. We learned that, like, anybody could win in D3. Three to four teams seem to be pulling away from the pack in D4. Anything can happen in D5. And with some luck, Topper will topper the Tommy Hughes experience, and then somebody else will win D6. That's what we've learned so far.
I don't know about that.
LVPs, MVPs, Vale, we'll start with you.
Why do I always have to go first?
Because I go left and I go around the room.
This is a thing.
I go clockwise.
All right, let's see here. MVP. I got to go. Let's see. You know, the Kellers were at the bar pretty late.
They were awesome.
Yeah, so I'm going to go with them with the MVPs. LVPs, no one really made an ass out of themselves this week. So
I don't know about that.
No? Well, there's one, but I don't know if I could say it. I don't know. It's not even anyone in the league. But there was just like a side thing going on. So
what was it? Tell us.
Wait, what?
Yeah, you guys
there's no secrets.
Shut up.
So apparently... one bartender, won't name any names, said that because of us, she was losing her regulars.
Oh.
So, yeah.
I have a feeling I know who it is.
Yeah, so that's my LVP, because let's be real, we are prime entertainment at that bar.
Like, does this bar not understand that we bring them so much money, and if we didn't have the league there, they'd probably go under?
Did Gordon tell you what he did? What was it?
Nope, go on, please.
It was... It was last weekend. So we were at the bar, and we wanted to order food, because it was after we had our 4 o'clock game. Uh-huh. And we literally sat at the bar probably for like 10 minutes trying to order a drink and food. And she comes over, and we're like, hey, can we put an order for food? She's like, can't you see I'm busy? It's going to be like another 5 minutes. Gordon slaps the shot glass down, and it shatters. So 10 minutes later, then she comes back. She's like, who broke that shot glass? We're like, I don't know. We went outside to order food and that's, got it quicker.
Yep.
That sounds like the bipolar roller coaster that is Gordon Cuss.
I love Gordon.
Yeah.
Of course but you do.
That's she's not. Name. He's not the only person she said that to that week. So
yeah that's pretty. Like, I don't get
hence
it. Why
LVP.
If you can't handle it, you shouldn't be bartending.
The worst part is,
sorry.
Like, I get it when we're all inside and we're screaming music and whatever, but that hasn't even happened really this year. No, and for you to be kind of crappy towards us, like, get your shit together.
Everybody has bad days.
Well, I feel like
most
like,
of the
every
time,
week.
Like, we're all spending, like, hundreds of dollars there.
Yeah, like,
week.
She's
like,
got to make good money.
No, everybody has bad days at work.
She has one every
you're at
Saturday.
Week 7 right now. You've probably spent at least $700 to $1,200 at this point.
Travis for sure has. Let's be real.
That's what he lost in gambling.
Well, yeah. That too. But, no, yeah. Like, between the people that are, like, consistently there, yeah, like easily $500 a week. But hey, no, we're making
everybody has good days and bad days at work.
I know.
This keep is taking true. That high road there, Elba. Mm-hmm.
No, just in this instance, I understand everybody has a tough day at work.
No, it's fine.
Rachel, LVP, MVP.
LVP, I'm gonna have to go with that bartender.
Okay,
sorry,
MVP.
I'm ooh. Sorry. MVP. I'm gonna go with Public Enemy for stepping their game up and winning.
Aw. Oh. Yay them. Joe K, LVP,
yay
MVP.
Them.
The LVP is the U.S. military for taking away part of my team, so we got beat by Joey Bats. Honorable mention goes to Travis for constantly rubbing Mike Baccio's leg on Sunday, but I'm going to leave it to that.
Wait, what?
I'm not saying anymore. That's all we needed
now
to know.
Now you have to explain.
Now you have to, though.
Weird.
You can't.
So Val was nice enough to invite a few of us over to watch the Bills game and the Packers game and all that stuff. And Travis was laying on the floor in the giant beanbag thing that they have at the house, which awesome. Is awesome. And Travis didn't realize that Baccio was sitting, I guess, where Val usually sits. I don't know. But either way, he thought their seats were switched. So Travis just reaches behind and starts rubbing a leg. So first off, how hairy are your legs? Because
no,
he didn't even notice.
He was rubbing his feet.
Oh, he was rubbing his feet first. So then Botch kind of freaked out. And then, but it was like a running theme for the next 3 hours.
The
Travis
funniest
still,
thing is that
Botch kept doing
say
it.
Anything at first. He just kept trying to like move his foot out of the way.
And Travis just keep reaching. And
yeah, and
there.
He like, Travis like kept trying to like reach.
So after all that, Travis did it like 3 more times.
Yeah.
Just
yeah, he kept
instinctually.
Forgetting and like putting his arm back.
It was come really here, funny. Babe. Come here, babe.
LVP, MVP, Jimmy.
I didn't really say an MVP.
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah. Joe.
That's okay. My MVP actually is Jimmy because
he
showed up to the fields after DJ Tommy has apparently just abandoned us. And even though you had your kid and you had stuff, you still made it work. You brought
and
kid.
And you made him work.
And you, awesome. You made him do his. You made him.
And he did a great job. He could be a correspondent now.
He did more. Yeah. He did more in one day than Tommy's done. No, I'm kidding. Like, but in Jim's defense, like you still stepped up, and you know we still had a great time. Another great day of music, and that's just because you made it happen. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Jim.
I have two MVPs this week. The first is primetime players, number 27. He has football on the back of his jersey.
Oh, that's Jimmy Football.
Johnny
He's
Football?
The bald guy with the
Jimmy.
Beard. Oh. Anyone that knows him or doesn't know him,
give a shit.
Go up, say hi.
He's
he
awesome.
Is a game changer for a team. When he's out there on the field, he's that deep threat. He's the close threat. Unbelievable guy. MVP on all the fields that day, hands down, probably one of the best, as well as their quarterback. I mean, I didn't mean to combine them.
I don't know
but,
who he is.
I don't know who he is either, but that guy. My second overall MVP of the week is going to Mr. Joe K.
Oh, for the record, this is not planned that we kind of blew each other here.
No, but dead serious, this comes directly from the Telegram app. If you're not on there, you do need to log on. Get yourself an account. Get on that TSL chat that's taking
Telegram.
Place. But he found a young Mr. Brother at the bar who was in need of a massage after a long day at the fields. He did not get that.
No,
he was
didn't.
Sleeping.
I only
bar,
knew he was there because I'm pretty sure Mr. Elba put that out on the Telegram app and said he's all tuckered out or something.
LVP. I refuse to talk about the Kellers anymore. I love Junior and the entire team. Katie Keller fucked it up for you. She doesn't have the courtesy to come by and even say thank you for playing her music.
She didn't even recognize her own song.
Oh, no, she recognized it. And then she did it. She did one of these with the hands over the neck, like, stop playing my stuff. But,
ungrateful.
Yeah. ungrateful, too. I mean, it really hurt. It hurt my heart 2 weeks in a row now. LVP.
Once she gets her Bees Brother collaboration album in, it'll be cool.
You know, the least she could do is at least show up maybe for something like a Bees Brothers special that randomly happens to
perhaps an hour
magic.
with variety.
That'd be amazing.
I agree.
That would wipe the slate clean.
All right, old red hat, what you got?
Well, my LVP, I'm actually going to give it to myself.
All right, Lenny Elba.
2 weeks ago, I should have never accepted Katie Keller's Snapchat friend request. In hindsight, that was probably the worst move I've made all season.
But you put up restrictions, so it's okay now.
Well,
she's only allowed
three. Not listened. She has sent me multiple Snapchat messages, and I am not happy. MVP, I have two.
El Canelo?
No, first is Paul Lovello on Come From Behind. Topper and I both love Paul. He's great people. And Paul, I swear as I stand, someday we will figure out the politics and you and I will say hello. My other MVPs, nobody brought this up, but I think somebody should have. I would like to take this time on behalf of Topper Sports League and myself to once again send our condolences to all friends and families of Officer Craig Lehner, to Val Ferger for organizing the card, the flowers. A lot of people gave to the cause. It was a terrible time in the city. I can't tell you how many people went to the funeral. I talked to Dave Walter at one point, and he said, Len, I was late for football. I didn't no-show. He said there was a traffic jam at the pumpkin farm, and I come to find out on Google that it was a pumpkin event for Officer Craig Lehner, and proceeds went. I'm like, things happen in the city just like anything else. People come together once again. So on behalf of Topper Sports League and everybody, our condolences once again, and thanks to all. I'm sure the friends and family are very grateful, and as a city and as a group and as a universe, we will get through this. Without further ado, let's get to our final thoughts and head for the hills. So, Val, one more time, we're going to put you on the spot. Final thoughts.
At the end of the day.
I thought it was a good week. In relation to that, some people actually have contacted me after Saturday night asking if they could still contribute. So we are going to keep donations open until Saturday. Brian Ferger and I will be around Saturday if you want to contribute still. And we're, again, going to put all the proceeds towards Topper knows someone at Western New York Heroes that was in Iraq with Craig. So they'll be able to get those proceeds to him and his family. So I'm just throwing that out there. But other than that, it was a great week. I think everyone had a good time. We had great weather, which was awesome.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to next week.
Rachel, final thoughts?
Nothing. It was a good week. No no blow-ups that I know of.
Yeah.
Which was great. That's what I love. Everybody's there to have fun.
Well, like I said, Gordon was away.
He was away.
I love Gordon, though.
DJ Jimmy, final thoughts?
I unfortunately won't be there this next
what?
Week.
Boo! Come on!
We have a wedding to do, so we won't be there.
Duty calls.
Duty calls. Past that, thanks for having me back.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for coming.
Joseph K.
I mean, I was gonna touch more on everything we did for Officer Lehner and everything. Like, it's just touching to know that even though everybody might bicker and fight and sometimes hate each other, but for the most part, we're still a family. And something like this, this tragedy happens, and we still come together, like you guys said. So I thought that was awesome. The only other thing I had to say was I thought it was pretty cool how, after all, the fake drama with the last time we played Cobblestone, with the way the standings worked
That's
out.
Awesome.
We get to play him again this week, so
awesome.
I'd like to formally request three referees and no Tim Dove.
Tim Dove's a great referee. He's a good ref. He is a good ref, though.
I'm just screwing around.
If he wasn't a good ref, he wouldn't be there. Come on.
I just like the way that ended up shaping up. So this should be
killing.
But there actually, if you look at our division, there's actually some really good. Val, you look like you have something to say.
Yeah, Madison Lee's Maddie's Angels rematch is happening.
Easily the game of the day.
Yeah, there's a bunch of good ones coming up.
3:00 on Saturday.
It is about so on.
Every game in my division is pretty good right now.
I might need to take time back after.
You can take time back because you didn't do your games of the week.
No, I didn't.
But, in our division, Topper gets to play Mickey Ratz again after they just beat him by a point. Mm-hmm. After all that just happened, Sticky Bandits plays A&A, and that was when Maddie wasn't there, and they blew him out. So ANA gets to enact some revenge. We have the Cobblestone game, and then the other game is, well, Gryffindor's just going to beat the crap out of Primetime, but so that's cool. But it's going to be a fun one. So, Jim, why don't you talk about your other games that you have?
Yeah, I do apologize about that. Games of the week for next week. A few of these are a little bit out of the box. But 1000, we're going to go with the Angry Buffalo and Witters. Why?
Why not?
Because. I said so. Because.
Angry Buffalo.
Because you can.
They might score 100.
Because you're going to see if Witters is angrier
than
Angry Buffalo.
This could either be the complete and utter confirmation of everything everyone said about Witters, or Angry Buffalo really hits the gas and proves that.
Not after
they
the last Godfather.
Where they're at.
They won't score more than 50.
They're going to score 24 because they do not want to go to D1.
11 o'clock, I'm picking one Todd Too Many and Mickey Rats, one to look for. Mickey Rats is a better team than anyone realizes. They're on the move. One Todd Too Many, nothing to sneeze at. It's going to be a good football game. Just solid, straight core football, hands down. Home Tech and Shredders, 12 o'clock. Home Tech's got someone to prove on the way back. And Shredders is, well, they've been on a tear. I got a feeling this is going to be one to watch for. A lot of people disagree with me on this one. Same with the next game. Salino Sewer Rats, though. Collegiate Solar, one to look out for. A&A, Sticky Bandits at 2 o'clock. Is the coach going to prevail, or does the arm make it sail? Let's find out between the two battles.
Did your son write that one, too?
Massive ones right there. And then at 3 o'clock, NWO and the Replacements, something to look for. That's all I got to say on those.
Okay. Final thoughts.
Final thoughts for Lenny.
We learned a lot this week. I would once again like to take this time to thank Val, to thank Rachel, to thank Joe Kane, to thank Jimmy. We had fun. We laughed. We cried. I'm only going to leave you with this. Divorce kind of makes you sad sometimes. And sometimes in life, we have friends that start as friends and they veer in different directions. Well, around 8 o'clock, I found myself very confused. I participated in such a thing, and I have a friend who participated in a divorce, and lo and behold, around 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, I looked to my left, and I saw somebody who was my BFF, and I noticed that my friend was on the other side of the divorce, and I still don't know how to react to that. I will be trying all week, and hopefully this Saturday we'll come to grips with the fact that I'm on one side and my friend's on the other. Now, does this lead to a tag team tornado match? Maybe. Does something happen from here? I don't know. I am not leaving my friend to the left, and I don't know whether or not my BFF is going to leave his friend to the right or not. I just found it very interesting, and I would like to leave you all with that.
You're a son of a
Joe, are you okay?
I don't know anymore. I thought we were. Are we okay?
Well, we kind of.
We're always okay.
We had a fake
it.
Superpowers handshake because.
Because you wouldn't do it 20 minutes sooner.
You know why?
Because of you. Because you and your little brain. And your little high schoolness.
Just saying, I was shocked. I looked to my left, and I did not believe what I saw.
Yes, you did.
And ladies and gentlemen, we will get the politics worked out. I will say hello to you, Paul Lavello. This I promise, once the politics are worked out. Speaking. And on that note, good day.
Good day, sir. I said good day.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're still with us by request. This one goes out to someone very special, to the DSL.